Unit 11. Pet Tutor. Exercise 4. Pet Listening. Part 4. True, False. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a girl, Pam, and a boy, Rob, talking about a show their school is organising. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no.
Hi, Pam. What are you doing here? The practice for the school play is starting in 10 minutes. They've decided to rehearse in the hall rather than in the garden because it's going to rain outside.
I don't think I'll come.
Why? But you have to come. You're playing the leading role that will be the most important part of the show.
I'm not going to be in the play anymore. I'm not good enough. I'll probably make lots of mistakes.
Come on, don't be silly. You've already become a celebrity in the school. You seemed so pleased when Mr. Jackson chose you for the part. And you've got such talent.
I know you think I'll be successful one day, but Mr. Jackson doesn't. He thinks I haven't practiced my lines enough.
Oh, that's not true. You are a better actress than most of the other students.
Well, he told me that I haven't rehearsed enough in the last few weeks, and he isn't going to give me another chance.
I could try and talk to him if you want. After all, I'm the presenter of the show.
Thank you, Rob. But it won't help anyway. He's already asked Susan Brown to be the star, and I've been offered a minor role in the show.
Oh, what a shame. You are well known among the younger students. They will be disappointed. Listen, why don't you accept the minor role he's offered in the play? I'm sure you'll be given a bigger part next year.
I'm sorry. I spent so many hours studying the part. I can't do it again. Instead, I think I'm going to be the makeup artist of the show. They're still looking for someone who would like to do that, and I've already got a few ideas.
Great! I'm also the costume designer, so at least we'll still work together.